ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. იმ შემთხვევაში, თუ ჩანაწერი ცუდად ისმის, გთხოვთ ახლავე აცნობოთ მეთვალყურეს. თქვენ მონიტორზე დაინახავთ მოსმენის დავალების შეკითხვებს. გთხოვთ მოუსმინოთ აუდიო ჩანაწერს და ისე შეასრულოთ დავალება.
Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice.
Text 1.
My friend Anna and I just returned from the greatest summer vacation ever. We spent 8 days in Paris, France. After researching many hotels, we decided on one from TripAdvisor, a travel website. We booked a beautiful and inexpensive hotel room in the Latin Quarter. We had a balcony with a wonderful view. We visited many famous tourist places, the Louvre, a well-known museum, was my favorite. The museum is so huge, you could spend weeks there. We took lots of breaks and sat in cafes along the River Seine. The French food we ate was delicious. The wines were tasty too. What Anna enjoyed most during the vacation was the breakfast in the hotel. She said she would be happy if she could eat croissants like those every day. We had so much fun that we're already talking about our next vacation. My friend Anna and I just returned from the greatest summer vacation ever. We spent 8 days in Paris, France. After researching many hotels, we decided on one from TripAdvisor, a travel website. We booked a beautiful and inexpensive hotel room in the Latin Quarter. We had a balcony with a wonderful view. We visited many famous tourist places. The Louvre, a well-known museum, was my favorite. The museum is so huge, you could spend weeks there. We took lots of breaks and sat in cafes along the River Seine. The French food we ate was delicious. The wines were tasty too. What Anna enjoyed most during the vacation was the breakfast in the hotel. She said she would be happy if she could eat croissants like those every day. We had so much fun that we're already talking about our next vacation.
Text 2. Celebrated on February 14th, Valentine's Day has become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many parts of the world. In the United States, most Americans spend the holiday with their loved ones. Exchange of chocolates, flowers, and gifts, as well as accompanying greeting cards, are the most essential components of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is often associated with red and pink colors. Many individuals, instead of celebrating romantically, spend the holiday with their friends and family members. Although Valentine's Day in America is recognized by the vast majority of the population, it isn't a public holiday. It means that offices, stores, schools, and other organizations are open as usual and public transport run on their usual schedules on this day. Celebrated on February 14th, Valentine's Day has become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many parts of the world. In the United States, most Americans spend the holiday with their loved ones. Exchange of chocolates, flowers, and gifts, as well as accompanying greeting cards, are the most essential components of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is often associated with red and pink colors. Many individuals, instead of celebrating romantically, spend the holiday with their friends and family members. Although Valentine's Day in America is recognized by the vast majority of the population, it isn't a public holiday. It means that offices, stores, schools, and other organizations are open as usual and public transport run on their usual schedules on this day. Text 3.
In the United States, a 16-year-old person can work, get a driver's license, and live away from their parents. Many high school students learn to drive and get part-time jobs soon after they've had their 16th birthday. At the age of 18, people in the U.S. are allowed to join the army and vote in elections, but they are not allowed to go to nightclubs, buy wine or cigarettes until they are 21. One of the most significant cities in the U.S. is New York. Every day, thousands of airplanes land in John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, bringing tens of thousands of tourists. They love to see the skyscrapers there. One of them is Central Park Tower, which is the second tallest building in New York, attracting millions of visitors. People also go to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, which is considered the most attractive site of the city. It is common for American families to visit it with their children when they are still very young. In the United States, a 16-year-old person can work, get a driver's license, and live away from their parents. Many high school students learn to drive and get part-time jobs soon after they've had their 16th birthday. At the age of 18, people in the U.S. are allowed to join the army and vote in elections, but they are not allowed to go to nightclubs, buy wine or cigarettes until they are 21. One of the most significant cities in the U.S. is New York. Every day, thousands of airplanes land in John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, bringing tens of thousands of tourists. They love to see the skyscrapers there. One of them is Central Park Tower, which is the second tallest building in New York, attracting millions of visitors. People also go to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, which is considered the most attractive site of the city. It is common for American families to visit it with their children when they are still very young.
Text 4. Scientists are concerned by the fact that increasing numbers of people in the world are becoming dependent on computer games. But the media thinks differently. They emphasize the positive side of computer games, such as how entertaining they are. Unfortunately, recent studies found that about 6% of users spend hours of their time sitting at their computers or playing video games nonstop for the whole weekend. Sooner or later, this becomes bad for their personal lives and health. Though journalists believe that computer games can help people develop skills such as concentration and problem solving, others are certain that a person who cannot stop playing computer games is very similar to a drug user. When a person becomes dependent on computer games, then he needs some kind of help. In some cases, the addicted player can break the dependence by stopping playing computer games immediately. In the worst cases, they need to be taken to a special clinic for a period of treatment. Scientists are concerned by the fact that increasing numbers of people in the world are becoming dependent on computer games. But the media thinks differently. They emphasize the positive side of computer games, such as how entertaining they are. Unfortunately, recent studies found that about 6% of users spend hours of their time sitting at their computers or playing video games nonstop for the whole weekend. Sooner or later, this becomes bad for their personal lives and health. Though journalists believe that computer games can help people develop skills such as concentration and problem solving, others are certain that a person who cannot stop playing computer games is very similar to a drug user. When a person becomes dependent on computer games, then he needs some kind of help. In some cases, the addicted player can break the dependence by stopping playing computer games immediately. In the worst cases, they need to be taken to a special clinic for a period of treatment. Text 5.
Villeroy & Boch is a German manufacturer of ceramics. The company has been in the Georgian market for 10 years. On the 10th anniversary of the company, the Georgian representation of Villeroy & Boch decided to produce some unusual products. In particular, the company manufactured products decorated with the masterpieces by well-known Georgian contemporary artist Rusudan Petviashvili. The limited number of Villeroy & Boch products painted by the Georgian artist is called Love and Harmony in Relationship. Nicholas Villeroy, one of the leaders of the company, was impressed with the colors and painting technique of the artist. The artist stated that Villeroy & Boch was her favorite brand, but she could never ever think of such a collaboration. The project turned out to be a big success, so who knows? Perhaps the brand will start to manufacture products decorated by Rusudan Petviashvili's artworks in larger quantities. Rusudan Petviashvili creates paintings using unique technique. The entire piece is performed in one touch. Villeroy & Boch is a German manufacturer of ceramics. The company has been in the Georgian market for 10 years. On the 10th anniversary of the company, the Georgian representation of Villeroy & Boch decided to produce some unusual products. In particular, the company manufactured products decorated with the masterpieces by well-known Georgian contemporary artist Rusudan Petviashvili. The limited number of Villeroy & Boch products painted by the Georgian artist is called Love and Harmony in Relationship. Nicholas Villeroy, one of the leaders of the company, was impressed with the colors and painting technique of the artist. The artist stated that Villeroy & Boch was her favorite brand, but she could never ever think of such a collaboration. The project turned out to be a big success, so who knows? Perhaps the brand will start to manufacture products decorated by Rusudan Petviashvili's artworks in larger quantities. Rusudan Petviashvili creates paintings using unique technique. The entire piece is performed in one touch. Task 2. You are going to listen to one text with 8 questions. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. I love New York. I've loved this city since I was a little girl, and now that I've called it home for 8 years, I can honestly say that I still love living here. You might ask, what do you love about it? Well, there are probably at least 100 reasons to love living in New York City, and for me to make a complete list, I'd need a few days. With over 8 million residents, New York has something for everyone. New York is often called the capital city of the world, and it certainly feels that way. But in the center of this exciting, noisy, polluted city, there is a place to find peace and quiet. This place is Central Park. It is my favorite place in the city, where I always take my friends when they come visit me. Central Park is the green heart of New York, and over 42 million people come here every year to get away from the busy city. And it's not just for people. Over 235 different species of birds have made the park their home. Early mornings and late afternoons are the best times to to go bird watching in Central Park. Get your binoculars ready to see native species as well as exotic birds that pass through during their migration. You can also run, swim, climb, or simply sit and read a book in the huge park's different places. Although it looks completely natural, the park is man-made, created over 160 years ago. Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux designed the park in the center of New York at a time when the city was very crowded, an unhealthy place to live. They wanted to make a place where people of all backgrounds, rich and poor, could find fresh air in the dirty city. It does the same job today. As a friend of mine always tells me, life in New York would be impossible without Central Park. You shouldn't leave Central Park without visiting the area of the park named Strawberry Fields, which was created to remember the British rock musician and founder of the Beatles, John Lennon. In the center of Strawberry Fields, there is the famous black and white mosaic, which contains a single word, the title of one of Lennon's most famous songs, Imagine. There, on the Imagine mosaic, you can often find flowers and strawberries, guitars and handwritten notes from Lennon's fans. I've noticed that when people talk about New York City, they're really just talking about the island of Manhattan, the oldest and the most famous part of the city. But New York City is made up of five districts: Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island, each with its own distinct personality and flavor. The Brooklyn Bridge is a must when someone visits me in New York. The bridge is an iconic landmark linking Manhattan to Brooklyn since it was built in 1883. While it's a great experience walking in either direction at any time of the day, I prefer heading westward from Brooklyn to Manhattan as the sun begins to set over the Manhattan skyline. It never fails to take my breath away, no matter how many times I do it, and my guests are always equally impressed. And of course, no trip to New York City is complete without getting a great view of the Statue of Liberty. A gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of America, the Statue of Liberty arrived in the New York Harbor on June 17, 1885, after being shipped across the Atlantic Ocean in 350 individual pieces packed in 214 cases. It took 4 months to put the statue together and place it on the pedestal. Since then, it's become a symbol of American freedom and independence. So, as you see, New York offers endless variety, and that's the beauty of living here. I love New York. I've loved this city since I was a little girl, and now that I've called it home for 8 years, I can honestly say that I still love living here. You might ask, what do you love about it? Well, there are probably at least 100 reasons to love living in New York City. And for me to make a complete list, I'd need a few days. With over 8 million residents, New York has something for everyone. New York is often called the capital city of the world, and it certainly feels that way. But in the center of this exciting, noisy, polluted city, there is a place to find peace and quiet. This place is Central Park. It is my favorite place in the city, where I always take my friends when they come visit me. Central Park is the green heart of New York, and over 42 million people come here every year to get away from the busy city. And it's not just for people. Over 235 different species of birds have made the park their home. Early mornings and late afternoons are the best times to go bird watching in Central Park. Get your binoculars ready to see native species as well as exotic birds that pass through during their migration. You can also run, swim, climb, or simply sit and read a book in the huge park's different places. Although it looks completely natural, the park is man-made, created over 160 years ago. Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux designed the park in the center of New York at a time when the city was very crowded, an unhealthy place to live. They wanted to make a place where people of all backgrounds, rich and poor, could find fresh air in the dirty city. It does the same job today. As a friend of mine always tells me, life in New York would be impossible without Central Park. You shouldn't leave Central Park without visiting the area of the park named Strawberry Fields, which was created to remember the British rock musician and founder of the Beatles, John Lennon. In the center of Strawberry Fields, there is the famous black and white mosaic, which contains a single word, the title of one of Lennon's most famous songs, Imagine. There, on the Imagine mosaic, you can often find flowers and strawberries, guitars and handwritten notes from Lennon's fans. I've noticed that when people talk about New York City, they're really just talking about the island of Manhattan, the oldest and the most famous part of the city. But New York City is made up of five districts: Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island, each with its own distinct personality and flavor. The Brooklyn Bridge is a must when someone visits me in New York. The bridge is an iconic landmark linking Manhattan to Brooklyn since it was built in 1883. While it's a great experience walking in either direction at any time of the day, I prefer heading westward from Brooklyn to Manhattan as the sun begins to set over the Manhattan skyline. It never fails to take my breath away, no matter how many times I do it, and my guests are always equally impressed. And of course, no trip to New York City is complete without getting a great view of the Statue of Liberty. A gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of America, the Statue of Liberty arrived in the New York Harbor on June 17, 1885, after being shipped across the Atlantic Ocean in 350 individual pieces packed in 214 cases. It took 4 months to put the statue together and place it on the pedestal. Since then, it's become a symbol of American freedom and independence. So, as you see, New York offers endless variety, and that's the beauty of living here.
This is the end of the listening task.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.